Our scripture text is taken from Psalm 91, verses 9 to 16. Psalm 91, verses 9 to 16. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Is God your trust, especially in days of danger? There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder and snake. These are symbols for Satan. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life would I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The title of my message this morning, I will even prolong his life. This is based on my own life. And since many years ago, I asked the Lord to let me live up to 95. Well, I think it was before I was 80. And someone said to me, I'll be happy to live up to 60. Why would I live up to 90? Well, there are many good reasons. And I also ask that the Lord will bless you to live a prolonged life. Well, now the substance of my message this time is based on my very recent experience. It was Friday night, October the 7th. Today is November the 6th. It's a month ago. That night after the prayer meeting, we returned to college. And when we reached there, it was about 10:45 p.m. And my students were carrying the hymn books up to my house, and I followed behind. I was 4 or 5 steps from the ground. And for safety's sake, I should have grasped the handrail. Alas, I missed the grip, which would send me falling backwards immediately to disaster. But somehow, I swerved inwards to the staircase. And as if it was nothing, I landed at the bottom of the staircase, but with a severe bump over my left eye. After that, I could not follow what was happening. I was quickly rushed to Alexandra Hospital, where they made a thorough examination of me from head to foot until about 3 a.m. in the morning. Suddenly my wife appeared, which made me feel much better. Since I was in the first class, she could stay with me all the time. The medical report was I was completely untouched, safe and sound. It was a marvel to me. Now I would like to share a Chinese proverb with you in the light of the Word of God. The Chinese proverb says, little children fall and they grow up. That is a paradox. Little children fall down to grow up. But old people, when they fall down, they die. It's very, very true. I could have died had I fallen just backwards. But in the light of Psalm 91, I would like you to turn to Psalm 91, which we read just now. It's a most wonderful passage of scripture for you and me, who are Christians and who trust the Lord. And I would like you to read responsibly with me to get the words more deeply imprinted in our hearts. Psalm 91, verse 9 to 16, I shall read. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, well, here's my refuge is reference to the writer of the Psalm, and mostly they are from David. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Please read verse 10. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Take note, God is mindful of us. He has his angels to take charge of us, to keep thee in all thy ways. The devil tried to tempt Jesus to jump down from the temple, the pinnacle, and he said the angels will come, but Jesus said this is a rash thing to tempt the Lord. But if we are in trouble, he will. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. verse 12, we read. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder and snake, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he had set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Even with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. How comforting are these words for every trusting Christian. Well, after 3 days stay in Alexandria Hospital, I was discharged. I thought I could make it back in church after a week. Well, nothing happened to me, I'll be all right. But now realizing that old age is upon me, I'm 86. It doesn't take place like a young person. It has taken 3 weeks and to be exact, fully a month that I can come back to the spirit. I've been back at the prayer meeting, but this is the first time I appear before you. But interestingly, quite 2 or 3 months ago, we already applied to leave for Perth for our vacation, and it was dated November 13th to December the 13th. And there we would meet with Errol Stone. He was our speaker at our camp once, and we are also asking him to speak for next year. Why? Because there's one like us who believe in a 100% perfect Bible without any mistake. That's the reason why we, please remember that, why we leave Life Church. And that for the last 2 years. As I realize now, with the advance of age upon me, I'm not as all-round. Not that I'll be round. That I'll be so able to meet with every situation. But I've asked the Lord to prolong my days. How did the Lord prolong my days? To 95 years. I did ask for that. Many people know that I told them I want to live up to 95. Well, he says he will give his angels to take charge over thee, to keep you in all your ways, and they shall bear thee up, lest you dash a foot against a stone. I told you that when I missed gripping the handrail, I would have gone down directly. But how could I turn inward somehow and then land down the steps there without any hurt? You would say it was a miracle. But here in the Psalms we learn, as from Isaiah 63:9, another place, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and his pity he redeemed them. You cannot charge me that I am boastful, that I say that the Lord Jesus in his love and pity for me sent an angel to keep me safe. And I thank God that the doctor at the hospital, it was his duty to examine me thoroughly from head to foot, and nothing happened. I don't know whether you have seen a very famous picture of a little boy and a little girl crossing a stream made of very flimsy planks. And it is supposed the angel was unseen to the two little children. That's how the Lord has saved us even without our knowing. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. To be honest, this falling down the steps happened so quickly, I had no time to call on him. But the Bible also says, pray without ceasing. If you are praying without ceasing, then you might have called upon him when you fell. Well, I've learned to pray diligently early in the morning. Wonderful experience. We have so many difficulties, we don't know what to do, but now we have learned to pray without ceasing, at least for a season. And like my coming up to the pulpit here this morning, I prayed, O Lord, help me that I might make it clear to the hearers. Because I'm not totally in power over my life. Well, we have a Friday night prayer meeting at the fifth floor, and the Lord really has blessed. The Lord has blessed us with about 70 people, at least 70, coming to prayer They like it. Even the children like it. Because when I saw the children coming very ceaselessly, I put them number one in the prayer list. The first thing is I pray for them, that the Lord will bless them, the Lord will bless them in their school lessons. And immediately we see a change. And more children are coming. As a grandfather, I've learned how wonderful it is. I've got two grandchildren. And the older one has got into the habit. And I examined her. Did you pray this morning? Yes, I did. The second one, guilty conscience. But I was so happy. One morning I said, yes, this time I did not forget to pray. And the children really like me to pray for them. As we see their behavior at the prayer meeting change, they were solemnized. I want to thank God for teaching me a further step in prayer through my falling down the steps. There was no reason why I should be so wonderfully kept. Nothing happened to me. We must learn to pray without ceasing all the time. Every day with so many problems in our life, bring them one by one to Him, and you will see a difference. Amen.